This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester.
Well, hey there, everybody. Good morning. How are you? It is Sports Daily, and we are glad to be with you here on this Friday morning, getting you ready for the weekend, wrapping up the work week, enjoying the rain out there, cool things off maybe a little bit today. Happy to be here with you. We got a big show for you. Certainly big news when it comes to Kansas Jayhawk basketball as Bill Self has a medical situation. Again, it sounds like everything's okay, but we'll dig into exactly what the school is saying last night and what it means for the future. The Royals begin a big homestand this weekend, a divisional homestand that could have more implications than perhaps we thought about a week and a half ago. We will check back in on the golf tournament featuring local golfers. We'll check in on Chiefs training camp. It's all coming for you today, and it's all What's on Tap, which is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, WBC Delano's debut brew, Hatfield's Mama, German Kolsch, with a clean, crisp character that's smooth and refreshing. Make history with Hatfield's Mama, Wichita Brewing Company, Delano's debut brew, available at all three WBC Brew Pubs. Happy to be with you here this morning. Happy to be with you on the air here on KFH 97.5 1240. Happy to be with you on our video streams on 12 News Connected, Facebook, YouTube X, on the apps, all the different ways you're here. We're glad you're here with us. Tommy, good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. I hope that you said your prayers and ate your vitamins this morning.
Yeah. Yeah, the Hulkster. It's a good place to start. We lose Ozzy and the Hulkster in the same week. That's a big one. And you know, these things come in threes. I guess Malcolm Jamal Warner, if you watch the Cosbys, or Malcolm and Eddie also lost. But my goodness. You know, Hulk Hogan was interesting, Tommy. He was as fun a character for people our age as there ever was. He was, regardless of what anybody wants to say, he was the biggest deal in wrestling. And he is the reason wrestling is what it is today, in my opinion. You can love him or hate him as a character or anything else, but without what he did and without what his character did in that time frame, I don't know that it ever would get as big as it is now. It was larger than life. Hulkamania was, I mean, it was everywhere. It was insane.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was my fifth birthday party was a Hulk Hogan themed party. And I had all the action figures and I had the video games. And I know in the background of your shot, you've got your Macho Man plush. I don't even know what they're called, buddy, or whatever
like
it
wrestling
is.
Wrestling buddy.
So I've got the Macho Man one and I've got a Hulk Hogan one. He was a big deal. He was larger than life. He was like Superman. I mean, it was like a superhero type thing for us when we were kids. I know later in life had controversies. The legacy's a little bit complicated for him. But at the same time, it, from a nostalgic point of view, going back to when you and I were kids, I mean, he was the man.
He was the man. His character was just about perfect for what it was. You know, what's funny for me is it wasn't that version of Hulk Hogan that was the big impact for me. Like I we were young enough that, I mean, listen, everybody loved Hulk Hogan our age. But it was the second version, sort of, you know, the NWO thing. That was what I was super into. That's what got me way, like, that was my peak. So, and you know, that was kind of his second time around, almost, that turning into a bad guy. That was, I thought that was just the coolest thing ever. And so he had a couple of generations of it. It sounds like he had a very complicated life away from the ring with his family. But you know, that's a tough industry. It's a tough business. And there's a lot there, and he contributed to the greatness that there is today in it. I mean, I just, like, you just don't have the same popularity without that character. There's just no chance.
And there are not a whole lot of legends that are left. I mean, you know, obviously Macho Man is gone. Roddy Piper's gone. Hulk Hogan is now gone. I mean, really, like, it's shocking to me. If you watched the, was it the 30 for 30 on Ric Flair? And and knowing his life and his lifestyle and everything, how he has outlived all of those guys now
is pretty crazy.
That's pretty wild to me.
And he almost died. Yeah. He was very close, and he told a story yesterday about how much Hulk Hogan helped him in that situation, in some tough situations. But yeah, look, it's an odd fraternity. It is the ultra competitive and all of those things, but you know, at the end of the day, I think they're all sort of in it together.
He was also one of the first crossover stars in that world. I mean, I know Roddy Piper was in a couple of movies, and then
I think it went Funk Piper Hogan.
Yeah,
in the movie, you know, in the Hollywood crossover. But those three guys kind of in that same era really pioneered that. And now that's a thing.
Yeah.
And a good thing that too. It turns out these guys are good actors.
Yeah. It wouldn't be a thing without those guys doing, like, The Rock, you know, he had crossover success due in large part to the guys that paved the way for him. And you've got John Cena now in movies and, you know, all of that. A lot of that, I mean, you have to give credit to Hulk Hogan. Now, were his movies any good? I mean, obviously he was in Rocky.
Hang on,
he was in Rocky 3, but
be careful. Well, I don't need any trash talk on Mr. Nanny. It's a great film.
Thunderlips is here.
Yeah.
In the flesh, baby.
Oh my God.
The ultimate male versus the ultimate meatball.
For sure. I mean, that's defines a legacy right there.
Yeah. It's it,
did you say Mr. Nanny, like, by the way? You're a Mr. Nanny guy?
Oh yeah. I mean, I seem to recall being a Mr. Nanny guy when I was like six. Yeah. Yeah.
My favorite Hulk Hogan movie. And I don't think it's one that most people would have up on their list. Do you remember Suburban Commando? Did you ever see that one?
Yeah.
Christopher Lloyd was in that one. And that one's probably my favorite of all of them.
All right, let me just look here, make sure we're not forgetting a movie. He's got Suburban Commando, which
Santa,
is good.
Santa with muscles.
Oh, no holds barred.
No holds barred.
No holds barred.
Yeah. Santa with muscles.
I didn't see that one. Somebody else was telling me about that one yesterday. Let's just go way back here. He's been in a lot of stuff, believe it or not. The problem is it's putting him in all these.
Three Ninjas. Remember Three Ninjas? That was a good one.
He wasn't in Three Ninjas.
Yeah, he was. He was in Three Ninjas High Noon at Mega Mountain in 1998.
In the original Three Ninjas?
Not. I mean, he was in the sequel.
Oh, I don't know that I saw the sequel. Okay. Yeah. I was like, whoa, hang on a minute. Three Ninjas is one of my... I actually watched that movie with my kids. It was great. Yeah, I'll have to go back and look at it. Yeah, look, that's our childhood. Like, he defined our childhood.
It was actually, by the way, the fourth... installment in the Three Ninjas franchise.
Oh, okay. Yeah. 12 ninjas.
Yeah.
He defined our generation, the over the top neon patriotic. I loved that. I loved it. That part of it, that time, that era was fantastic. And he was one of the banner carriers for it. So Hulk Hogan, gone from us in the same week as Ozzy. That's two cultural icons gone in a week. Pretty wild stuff. Pretty wild stuff. I actually saw him, ran into him at a hotel, and I forgot about this until a college buddy recapped that story last night. We were in Hollywood and like ran into him, and we're just doing it was pretty close to the peak of his reality show too. So we were like trying to just, and I think my buddy like gave him a tap, like a, you know, a slap on the shoulder and got a, "Hey brother," and like made his life.
Nice.
It's just like,
you gonna do, brother?
Brother. All right. We'll come back. Let's get to what happened with Bill Self, or what's happening with Bill Self when we return. We get the news last night late. If you missed it, we'll tell you about it next on Sports Day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
So Summer Concert Series back in Wichita, Nafsker Park tonight. Series returns with the Astronauts live on stage. Gates open at 6:30. Show starts at 8. You can enjoy free live music, food trucks, Friday night fun all summer long. Find the full schedule at kfhradio.com. Tommy, welcome back in. Happy it's Friday.
Yeah.
It's good to be a Friday.
Yeah. So first off, a big thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee, keeping us fueled up and caffeinated today. So you ever have like a out-of-body experience, like something happens around you and you're like, is this reality? What's going on? I'm out in the break room and I'm making some Prairie Fire coffee just a moment ago. And we've got our radio in the break room. We've, you know, usually we rotate one of the stations in our Odyssey family. And all of a sudden, as I'm making coffee, I'm hearing Mariah Carey, "All I Want for Christmas Is You." And I have a weird out of body, like, what is happening right now? It just didn't feel real. And I'm like, am I actually hearing this? And turns out I didn't even realize this. Our buddy over on KUYN, Dave Wilson, it's Christmas in July. Today's July 25th. And so over on 103.7 KUYN, he's playing Mariah Carey, "All I Want for Christmas Is You." But in that moment, I'm making coffee. I'm still a little bit tired. Like, is that what is happening right now? And I couldn't connect the dots.
How do you feel about that song? We probably talked about it.
I'm good with it one time a year, and today was the one time a year.
I guess I can give it one time a year. Man, I just don't think that song is as awesome as a lot of people do. It's not
even. Does anybody really think this song is awesome, though? I don't think anybody believes like it's an awesome
song. Usually when I bring this up, people are like, what are you talking about? You're insane. How do you hate that so much? And I'm like, guys, I just don't think the songs are. I'm just not a big Mariah Carey fan anyway. Like, I couldn't even tell you what my favorite Mariah Carey song is. Never been my cup of tea.
It's a little jarring when you just completely off guard hear "All I Want for Christmas Is You" in July, and you can't figure out why you're hearing it. And then, yeah, come to find out that they're celebrating Christmas in July over on KUYN.
But we do appreciate Prairie Fire Coffee.
We do.
In the trip over there to grab a cup. And that's pretty funny. It is Christmas in July. We used to do a huge promo at stores for Christmas in July. We don't do that now. We do a variety of other things. But I hear that, and that gives me a little shell shock. It's like, oh, wait, what? No, wait, no.
What's going on? No.
Yeah, don't say that. Don't say that.
The little girl.
All right, speed up.
Go ahead, Max.
The little girl in Love Actually did a better version of that than Mariah Carey.
You know, Love Actually is actually a pretty good movie.
Now, don't start this either.
It's not a bad movie.
Oh, come on.
Don't start this either, Bruce. Bruce used to get on his soapbox about Love Actually being just this amazing movie. And there weren't very many opportunities where you needed to, like, check a man card. I feel like that's.
I mean, I don't think it's a cinematic masterpiece, but it's okay. Like, I'll watch it once a year around Christmas. It's okay.
You're really going to watch it once a year? In that movie,
my wife watches it about 10 times a year.
That movie is
so.
2 hours and 15 minutes long of a rom-com. Isn't that Hugh Grant? You want and 15 minutes of Liam Hugh Grant?
Liam Neeson's in it, too. I'll take 2 hours of Liam Neeson.
This isn't cool Liam Neeson yet.
Hans Gruber.
Come on, Liam Neeson is always cool.
2 hours and 15 minutes of a... Would you even call it a rom-com?
By the way, did you see that, speaking of Liam Neeson, that he's going to be in the reboot of The Naked Gun?
Can't wait.
I think that'll be pretty cool.
I'm very interested. That's a movie... So the one clip I've seen of it, it looks like it's going to be different.
Yeah.
And I think that's a very good thing. You cannot do that movie without Leslie Nielsen. It wouldn't work.
We'll see how, I mean, Liam Neeson will have to play it differently than Leslie Nielsen.
That's what
obviously.
I'm saying.
He's a different
kind of actor. I think in that circumstance, it could be awesome, and I'm excited for it. As long as they don't try to make him be like the guy who can do the thing that Nielsen, like, nobody else can do that. Like, that's his thing.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, it'd be like trying to recast Ace Ventura, right? Like, it just wouldn't work. Even if it was this really brilliant act, like, it would never work. So I'm excited to see that. The one clip I did see looked pretty good.
Trailer when we went to see Spinal Tap on the big screen. It's really funny, the trailer. Anyway.
Speaking of movies, Happy Gilmore 2 drops today. Today's the day that the new Happy Gilmore movie's out.
Oh, man. I don't have any expectations. I'm glad they're trying it. I want it to be awesome. I love Adam Sandler so much. And I think, like, again, we're talking about our generation. Like, you couldn't replicate it. It couldn't be better. It wouldn't work today. I get it all, but boy, did it work then. And that is a great, great movie. And I think there's very little chance it's just like objectively bad. So I'm just hoping it's okay.
It will be. It should be filled with just nostalgia. Like we talked about nostalgia in the last segment with Hogan.
Fine.
Like I feel like there's going to be so many callbacks and cameos, yes. And you're like, oh, there's that guy and there's that guy and there's that guy. Will it be again cinematic masterpiece? No, I mean like let's be real about that. But I think
the original Happy Gilmore is cinematic masterpiece. By the way,
it should be fun. It should be fun.
Yeah, it should be fun. It's like sometimes I think it gets overthought. And then it's corrected. Like the original Dumb and Dumber, where it was recast, that second one was not worth anything. And then when they brought the original cast back, it wasn't as good, but it was still better, right? The Hangover. They tried the second one. No, didn't work. They tried to make it too different. Then the third one felt more like the first one. And you're like, okay, that's okay. Like that's good. But yeah, we got to approach with caution, but who's not excited to see Shooter McGavin commercials? And like, it's just like, it's so good. Are you bigger Billy Madison or bigger Happy Gilmore fan?
Bigger Happy Gilmore fan. But I do appreciate both of them. Billy Madison has moments that are phenomenal.
I think I agree. Those are the two Sandler movies for me. He did so many great ones. Those are the two for me. I think I agree with that and would take Happy Gilmore. I think, boy, that's a tough question. There were so many great, and all the Farley movies of that time, Tommy Boy, Black Sheep, man, that generation.
The thing about both of those movies,
no offense, Max, but we had it best.
The thing about both of those movies, they're basically the same movie. And so there are moments that I'm like, oh yeah, I love that in Billy Madison. And then I think about it, I'm like, actually that was Happy Gilmore. I get them mixed up all the time.
I do the same thing with Tommy Boy and Black Sheep.
Yeah.
But hey, I know what I like. And I like what I like.
Do you consider Big Daddy a rom-com?
Big Daddy a rom-com?
You could consider Happy Gilmore a rom-com or Billy Madison a rom-com. There's always a love interest. So I don't think so. No, I consider Love Actually a rom-com. And I'm going to need to store it away that Tommy likes to watch that 2-hour and 15-minute movie once a year.
It's not a bad movie. Like
watch any movie once a year anymore. I might watch like 3 movies a year. That damn sure is not going to be one of them. We're talking about holiday movies. How do you fit in time for Home Alone?
Oh, Home Alone 2. I watch that too. Christmas Vacation. I'll watch that too. Every year.
Watch more movies.
Die Hard. It's a Wonderful Life. I'll try to watch once a year. I mean,
I don't watch that. I watch A Christmas Story though.
I'll watch that one.
All right. Thank you for Christmas in July over on KYN to take us down a strange path. But hey, we get here. It's Friday in July. Why not? Tommy, we got this news last night. Bill Self hospitalized, had some stents put in, which is frightening. Absolutely terrifying, I'm sure, for Bill Self and his family. But it's done, and he should have a full recovery. My dad has had stents. It's kind of the same timeline of Bill Self. My dad had a heart attack and then a couple of years later, he had some stents put in and then he was good for 20 or 25 years before recently had another open heart just in the last few months. But I think that, as there is like tremendous shock value in that for everyone, I don't think it's terribly uncommon, and I'm hopeful for him that now gets him to where he needs to be with his heart and the issues with his heart. Bill Self's only 62 years old. I see a lot of chatter, and we had the conversation last night. Is it time to walk away? Is it time to do this, that, or the other? And I'm always like, guys, he's only 62. Like, he's not old. And so I would imagine that this will impact his time or whatever in the short term and probably whatever his long-term plan is. I don't know that this is going to affect it too much. And it's his decision to make, and I am totally like whatever with whichever way he decides to go with it. I just don't want to go, he should do X, Y, or Z. He's only 62 years old.
I agree with you that he's earned the right to do whatever he wants to do, and I think Kansas will support him in that, regardless of what decision he makes and whichever way he goes. He absolutely has earned that right. Where I do disagree with you is I do think that it does impact his longevity as the coach at Kansas. I thought that back when he was having the heart issues a couple of years ago and he had to sit out the NCAA tournament and all of that. I thought, okay, well, that's really going to shorten the timeline of him being the head coach at the University of Kansas. You say he's only 62, and that's correct, but he's not an accountant at 62. He's a head basketball coach at one of the most premier universities in the country at 62. It's a high level of stress. And in today's landscape with NIL and recruiting and all these different things, it is an incredibly stressful job. And, you know, all you have to do is watch him on the sideline. And, you know, I always know when Bill Self is getting pretty heated, he turns red, you know, and he looks like he's about to burst, you know, and it's a high stressed job. And I wouldn't blame him or fault him one bit if he was like, you know what, I think I've had my fill of this.
I wouldn't blame him or fault him at all. I just would understand if he doesn't want to yet. And I also think there is no, like, he is still doing it at an insanely high level. And I know people say, well, last 2 years have been their worst in his era. That's because he had the same group and they just weren't working.
He wasn't feeling 100% for a lot of the last couple of years. I don't know if you caught this, but just in the last week, he did an interview with Seth Davis. I believe it was Seth Davis. Or it might have been Andy Katz. He sat down with Andy Katz and had this wide-ranging, long interview where they talked about the last couple of years. And he said, I really wasn't feeling well the last couple of years, and really it took me until just recently to start to feel better. And now he's back in the hospital.
Well, that tells you why I didn't feel well, because he needed stints.
Right.
I just let that medical part. Stints are you know, in the experience of people I know, are wonderful things, and it's like a day surgery, and they can do it, and they usually do exactly what they're supposed to do and do amazing things. So hopefully that happens. I would just like, he's got the number one player in the country. He's got the next number one player in the country very much on the hook, nibbling at the line a little bit. Like, I get the sense that he still greatly enjoys this. I don't think he's greatly enjoyed the last two seasons as much, because it just wasn't going to work with that group, and there was no solution for it. I think, you know, we'll see what happens if this year Trent, then okay, we can have the conversation. But for me, like, it's just been an unfortunate couple of years. Like, they got the players everyone wanted them to get, and they never just could fit together the right way. And so this year it's going to be a totally different approach. And the reality is, and I've said this to you, and I mean it with no offense, I think it's actually pretty cool, but KU fans are super, super, super spoiled. And like winning the Big 12 every year is just not a thing that's going to happen anymore. Like, that's not, those days are gone for any program across the country. It's too hard now. We'll see what happens with, you know, the resettling of the transfer portal and everything. But it was just like, those days are gone anyway. So you kind of have to approach it with like, okay, well, you know, first and foremost, can my coach still get the best players? And Bill Self is still very, very, very good at that. And then when you get into it, like, what are they able to do with it? So I think that I hope he keeps coaching, because I think he's one of my favorite characters ever in the sport. And I just love him being there, but only if he wants to be, right? And I think there's still plenty of room for him to do it. You know, how old was Coach K when he retired? 80?
No, he was 75 or 76, I believe.
Yeah. Boeheim, quite a bit. Like, some of these guys, older. I just don't want, like, when I say he's only 62, I just mean it in the sense that I think sometimes he gets looped into, like, Roy Williams, Boeheim, Kay, Izzo. He's not as old as those guys. Like, he's still relatively young.
Speaking of those guys, I found an article. This goes all the way back to 2017. When he was 54, he did an interview with ESPN.com. where he talked about how he wasn't interested in coaching as long as those guys had coached. And in fact, like, all three of them, Boeheim, Williams, and Coach K, they were all still coaching at that time in 2017. And they were all obviously quite a bit older than him. In the case of Jim Boeheim, almost 20 years older than Bill Self. But he talked in this interview about how he really wanted to mainly just coach into his late 50s, and he wasn't sure if he could see himself doing this into his 60s. Now he's 62. Of course, that was in 2017. That was 8 years ago. So things can change. But what I find really interesting in this interview with ESPN.com is that he talks about, and this is his quote, "With recruiting the way that it is, it just wears you down." That was in 2017. Things have changed significantly since 2017 in the world of recruiting. And if it wore him down then, I can only imagine what it's doing today.
Don't you think it's about to get a little better, though? I mean, I think it could. I think it could get more into his wheelhouse, which is to keep players for a long time, which some of this reshuffling, and we can try to get into the executive order of yesterday. I don't have a real good grasp of that yet. So we may have to wait till next week and let some of the dust settle. A lot of distractions right now in Washington, taking attention away from whatever that is and how it's going to impact it. But I think if you ask me now, would I like to be retired at 62? I would say, well, yeah, that sounds great. But I would bet you when I get to 62, that'd last about a week or two. And I'd be like, now what am I supposed to do? You know what I mean? I think that perspective changes for a lot of people as they get there. He is still good at what he does. I mean, he just won a national championship, what, 4 years ago? Four or five years ago now?
2022.
Yeah, he just won a championship. They are still making the tournament every year, and he got the best player in the country to come to Kansas. So hopefully, first and foremost, hopefully he's good, right? Hopefully he's healthy now. And we'll just let him decide what he was going to do. I think, I mean, there won't be any outcome with any of this that ever surprises me. He could walk away tomorrow and it wouldn't surprise me. He could coach another 10 years and it wouldn't surprise me. I'm glad he's okay, because that is terrifying when you have to go deal with that stuff.
I know you don't, I don't think you subscribe to this theory at all. I do a little bit, and I think that after the events last night, there probably is a little bit more credibility to, there might have been an underlying reason why Jock Vaughn was brought to Kansas.
No, I don't subscribe.
Look, he's a former NBA head coach. He's a Kansas legend, and now he's on the bench with Bill Self. Did they telegraph him to be the future head coach of Kansas when they brought him on? I don't think so. I mean, that honestly wasn't anything that was ever, you know, even talked about by Bill Self or Kansas as being the reason why, but it certainly could be a contingency. And I think that that's one thing to kind of keep your eye on.
I don't ever think it works. Whether they have him there in waiting or whatever, it almost never works. To your point on Jacques Vaughn, I'm very happy that Jacques Vaughn is on the KU staff. What I don't want to do is, you know, if something were to happen and Bill Self were to step away anytime soon, I am not right now at all going to be advocating for Jacques Vaughn to be the next head coach of Kansas.
Why is that? I don't understand why there's such a negative opinion
of him. Because there's almost no track record of guys making that transition without the experience in college to being successful. That, like, to a program like Kansas, Chris Mullen, Patrick Ewing, Juwan Howard lately, Avery Johnson's tried to do this. Like, it's two different worlds. So to never have spent any time coaching in college to be the next coach of Kansas, I think is crazy. I think it's crazy. It's like two different sports. Now, some assistants, and there are other guys who spend time on staffs both directions that can do it. But until you understand the landscape of college basketball and college athletics, like, that's not a transition I'd be willing to take a risk on for the University of Kansas. If it was a struggling once great program like Georgetown or St. John, whatever, then okay, fine. But not Kansas. Kansas doesn't need to do that. So I'm glad he's there now. And maybe after a few years, we learn, and he's awesome at this. He understands it. He's good at the recruiting piece. He's doing everything well. Okay. It's just like, you've got to spend some time in college basketball. Rick says the current BYU coach, I guess, was an NBA assistant. There's lots of guys who've spent time in the NBA. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying Jacques Vaughn's never spent any time in college yet as a coach. It's too early to make that kind of move. He's got to spend some time there, and hopefully he will. Hopefully he'll be with Bill Self for a little while, and he can do that.
There are situations, though, where you've got former players of a team coming back and being the head coach where there has been success. I mean, take a look at a guy like John Shire at Duke. You know, it was kind of the same situation where he was sort of
assistant for Duke for a long time.
Well, I get that. I'm just saying, like, he came back and served under Coach K and then ultimately took over, was a player at Duke, and now he's had a lot of success there. That sort of thing can happen where you have a former player coming back, being an assistant, and then ultimately being named the coach and having success there. So, like, at least that sort of path, that's not unprecedented. That happens all the time.
And Rick's right. I just looked. BYU's coach did not spend very early in his career. There are examples, and there are other examples of it working. There's just a lot of examples of it not working, and I don't think it would be the path Kansas would need to take if you had to make the decision on July 25th of 2025. Jacques Vaughn could be incredible at this. I hope that he is. I hope that whoever and whenever it happens, it can be somebody as connected to the program as Jacques Vaughn is. I think that would be an amazing story. But it's not the right time for it right now.
He had, like, by the way, he had success when he coached the Nets. I mean, I know
he was a good coach.
I know they let him. I know they let him go, and he didn't really get super deep in the playoffs. He had a couple playoff appearances with the Nets, and if you look at his overall win loss record body of work in the NBA, you have to add in his time with the Magic, and the Magic, they were a horrible franchise back in those days. And that really does skew the overall win-loss record for Jacques Vaughn. But if you just take out the most recent stint and look at his time with the Nets, I mean, he had an over 500 winning percentage. He made the playoffs a couple of years. I think one thing that's really important that I think in today's landscape of college basketball, and this is going to continue, the more that college basketball and college sports in general, but especially basketball, moves into this professional realm, players getting paid, that sort of thing, I think having a guy that has experience in coaching NBA personalities with big salaries and managing all of that, that becomes a really important trait and asset to have on the college bench. And so I do think that there are some things that he's done as an NBA former player and former coach that could maybe serve him well being there at Kansas, whether he's there as an assistant for a couple of years,
right, or eventually
maybe takes over for Bill Self. I don't think that's a bad thing.
No, I'm not ready to say but it needs to be much further down the road. There is a huge difference in being a 12-month a year, 365 day a year college coach and an NBA coach that generally is the coach during the NBA season. I mean, it's not like it's just more of a grind. I've said forever, like I can't believe why guys would rather be a college coach than a pro coach. There's no day off in college. Like, you're either constantly recruiting or you're coaching. And recruiting has become even crazier than it ever has been. Like, that's a totally different grind even than it used to be, because now you can't count on players sticking around at all. It's basically like taking an NBA coach and saying, okay, great year. Here's what's going to happen now. Every player in the league is a free agent every single year. Deal with that. That would be like, that's the kind of, it's just a whirlwind. Now, that's a nice transition. And again, very glad Jacques Vaughn's there right now. And as an assistant. Then we go into this, what does change in the recruiting world? President Trump signs an executive order yesterday. There's a flurry of this stuff there's just a lot of action for whatever reason. We don't need to get into happening right now in Washington. This is one of them. And there is, I believe, generally speaking, bipartisan support before this came out. We'll see if that sticks afterward. To legislate the insanity of college athletics. This, from what I can tell, and the White House sent out a fact sheet on, and that's basically all we've been given, it does lay out a lot of the things you hear most people say. Organization, better organization, not the Wild West. There were a couple of things in there on the NIL piece. It can't be pay for play. But it also goes out of the way of saying that doesn't pertain, though, to fair market value deals. I don't know how you enforce it, but that's the way it probably should be, right? If there is true endorsement or name, image, likeness value in it, then it's good. If there's not, then it becomes just paying players, which would now with a salary cap violate the rules that I'm actually okay with, right? Because there's a salary cap. You can't just spend more than your peers. Now you're kind of cheating again here. The one thing that I continue though, and it does go in the executive order to say we've got to get the lawsuits and everything out of this stuff. How though do you tell somebody that it's not fair market value when somebody in the market is telling them they want to pay them that? You know, there are the more obvious examples of Cooper Flagg being all over New Balance commercials. And then there are less obvious examples of, you know, a guy with a booster who happens to own a car dealership, maybe.
We had Dylan Edwards from K-State do a couple of appearances with KFH last weekend. We're the home of Kansas State, and they were great. And, you know, a little bit inside baseball, the way that we figured out the fee for Dylan Edwards was K-State told us what he was going to be worth, and then it went from there. So there was never a discussion, and there was never any, you know, anybody poking holes in it saying, is that fair market value? Is that something that, you know, is fair for it? It just was kind of an understood, like, fair market value is what somebody's willing to pay for it. And that's the number that they threw out, and that number was accepted. That, in my mind, that's fair market value. I'm not sure that it needs to be any more complicated than that.
What if Joe Schmo from Chuck's Lightbulb Sales is a huge K-State fan and says, well, I want to pay him $500,000. I think that would help my company.
Yeah.
Sorry, Chuck, that's not the going rate for the light bulb industry.
Right.
Like, who says who?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's what the market dictates what the market does. And that's the way that it always has been. I don't know. Going back to the whole executive order, I read it. I read the fact sheet. And then I immediately saw dozens and dozens and dozens of people on social media. And I have no idea these people's credentials and certifications and experience and credibility and all of that. But so many people said that none of this will hold up in court, that it's not even worth the value of the paper that it was written on. And so when I read the fact sheet and then I saw all of these examples of literally none of this is going to hold up in court, I'm like, okay, like it's not even worth it.
Listen, until
it
does.
Because all of this is going to go through the courts. It's going to go, I mean, this is going to be so long and drawn out. I don't even get worked up over it until we know exactly when the dust settles, what it's going to look like.
As someone who has to follow politics in my other hat, I can tell you that no matter what the current president does, there are going to be tons and tons of people on social media that will immediately say it's wrong and it won't work. Like,
yeah, true.
It's just like literally it's so hard to sort through people's agendas and what's real and what's not real. But for me, if there is an executive order that outlines a path and direction for lawmakers to potentially follow, there is a way to make sure this doesn't end up in court. You change the law and then court is on your side, right? So like the court's job is only to enforce the law, not to make the law. So if there is push and pressure from Washington to change the law or create some laws, then court's not going to be a problem because that all court does is enforce the law. I don't know. Also, with all the noise happening there, I think there's been bipartisan support to organize this pretty universally because it's popular, right? And politicians will always try to do things that are popular. The problem now is, though, if the president takes a clear side, are the other sides, even if it's right, or even if it's right, would they join him? Or if it's wrong, would his own party say, hey, that's wrong? That's where now it's like, okay, well, this is such a mess up there anyway. I don't know how much they'll work together, but it's popular and contingent. Like you're the people you represent, like we kind of all want the same thing. We just want this to be better organized. So we'll see. I think it's interesting because everything that's in there is what coaches and administrators and everybody's been begging for. Now you've got to have the lawmaker support to get in there and actually change a law. And then you have to worry about court challenges. I just don't know how you write the law that says you can't, you know, how do you dictate what the market value is? That's the part I think that is still a really great challenge, and I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know that part of it is without a work contract, which makes it much easier. I don't know how you can do it.
Put them under contract. We're going to end up with collective bargaining. We're going to end up with contracts. Yep. That's ultimately the way that long term you solve this. It's going to take a lot to get there, though.
It is. I agree. But it's out there. That happened yesterday, too. All right. When we come back, we'll get into the Royals, some trades starting to happen in Major League Baseball. We'll check into Chiefs training camp. A lot to get to on a Friday. Don't go away. It's Sports Daily.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.